Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, the Bible says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' They said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.' He saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.' I do not claim to know it all. I know that after almost 35 years in full-time ministry and 57 years growing up in a Baptist church, I've seen more than most. I went to church for 9 months before I was even born. I will say this, I am sick and tired of seeing modernism creep into our Baptist churches. Baptist churches today often look more like a community church in order to grow a crowd. Attendance is not the only barometer of growth. I've seen big churches with big attendance that I wouldn't send my dog to. When it comes to God's work, we are not the issue. What we want is not the issue. It's supposed to be God's work done God's way, and God is the issue, not man. I don't mean this in an unkind way, but I really don't care how we see it, you or me. How does God see it? On May 3rd, 1998, as a staff member for Dr. Jack Hiles, we baptized 5,525 people in one day on the property of the church. I was a part of the planning and organizing and the happenings of the day. This was the fifth time that under Brother Hiles, we had a day bigger than Pentecost. That day was almost double what Pentecost was. Now, I realize I'm a nobody. I realize that I'm not a big name, nor do I care to be, but I know this. I've been a part of growing churches for over a half a century of life. I do know that in Revelation 1, when a church begins, God erects a candlestick with that church name on it. He lights it and displays it proudly. As long as we follow God's plan, God holds the power to remove it if we don't follow it God's way, similar to what a franchise would be. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus purchased the church with his blood. The same price on the church is the same price for salvation, the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Acts chapter 20. You see, I'm not to run Grace Baptist Church the way I want. I'm to do it the way God wants. I'm not to run a church the way people want. It's not the people's church. It's God's church. I remember that 11 and a half years ago when I was walking the streets of New Jersey preaching in a meeting, God put on my heart to start this church. I looked to heaven and said, "God, I've been an assistant pastor for 23 and a half years. I don't know that I could pastor, but I think I could be your assistant pastor if you would pastor the church." So, God is the pastor of Grace Baptist Church. I'm his assistant. I know my people and the legal documents say that I'm pastor, but God and I have an agreement. He's the pastor. I'm his assistant. I'm supposed to do it the way he wants. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, we are to obey and let God build the church. Matthew 16:18 said, Jesus said, I will build my church. We are not supposed to worry about results. God wants us to obey. You know, it's time that we Christians quit trying to manufacture results. How about we put man aside and let's God-ufacture? The results are left up to God. Our responsibility is to obey what he says. We're supposed to follow God's plan, not culture's plan. We're not supposed to do the work our way or with our ideas. We're supposed to do it his way. And you don't plant seeds in a field today and harvest tomorrow. Planting and sowing and reaping takes time. We're accountable to God for our obedience, and we're to let him take care of the results. In an area like where my church is, with a town of 4,000 or 5,000 people, you're not going to run 10,000 people in church. You see, we can't base everything on attendance or what we see. We have to let God take care of the results. Number next, Jesus established the church, not a temple. The temple was a false religion. The temple crowd is the crowd that killed Jesus. Church is not to be like the temple. The New Testament church was not a reinvented temple. You see, Jesus was going against religion of the day. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church, not temple. I will build my church. The church is to be a hospital for hurting people, not a museum for people to see what was. Church is to be on the offensive. It said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates don't move. The church is to be moving and doing what God said to do. You see, we're to be building churches by doing it God's way, with God's word, with God's methods. Somebody once said that the Bible's a book of doctrine, but not methods, and they got a hole in their head big enough to drive a Mack truck. God not only gave us the message, but he gave us the methods. We're not supposed to be doing it the modern way. We're not to be trying to accommodate culture. We're not to try to influence with modern ways, with modern technology. We're to get out there and preach the gospel, and the foolishness of preaching will save them that are lost. We ought to focus on doing it God's way. And lastly, how about we live so that God can bless us? We ought to be wise financially. I believe, and especially in our day, we ought to live financially wise, both as a church and individuals. Maybe we ought to learn to live by faith and see how God blesses. Live by obedience and see how God blesses. Tithing is not faith, it's obedience. And when we obey, God promises blessings for that. You see, maybe we ought to talk more about blessings than needs. Instead of having a 45-minute prayer meeting and everybody complaining about every problem, let's have a Bible study or a time and thank God for all the good things he's done. You see, maybe we ought not try it our way. Maybe we ought not show disagreement. Maybe we ought to just listen to the word of God. Maybe we ought to make sure that we're out there getting the gospel out. God never commanded us to have somebody saved. He commanded us to get the gospel out. He didn't command us to build the church. He commanded us to obey him so that he could build the church. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.